man from Salem, Arkansas has been arrested for sexual assault. 23-year-old David Christopher Sisk has an open case in Baxter County and now faces charges in Fulton County. Sisk is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault of a minor. The sheriff's office reports the victim was 14 at the time of the incident. Sisk is free on $5,000 bond. He had charges from November of last year in Baxter County for residential burglary, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication. He's set to go to court later this month. A Viola, Arkansas man was arrested after a high-speed chase in Howe County. Dustin Lee Helton allegedly led police on a pursuit on Route 142 that reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. Helton turned onto County Road 7130 and continued into Fulton County, Arkansas, where the road ended on State Line Road. Helton allegedly told deputies he fled because his driver's license was revoked. Helton is charged with resisting arrest by fleeing, driving while revoked, and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. His bond was set at $25,000. Authorities in Isler County are searching for two men who have felony warrants and may have left the state. They're looking for 51-year-old Kevin Michael Brown, who's wanted on a warrant for failure to appear for residential burglary, and 47-year-old Christopher Michael Constantino, who's wanted on a warrant for failure to appear on a theft charge. His last known address was Mountain Home. Anyone with information on either man is asked to call the sheriff's office at 870-368-4203. The Missouri Highway Patrol Troop G reports two injury accidents on Tuesday. A 24-year-old man from West Plains suffered moderate injuries in a motorcycle accident when he traveled off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Route PP, 3 miles south of Brandsville. He was flown to Cox South in Springfield. A man from Salem, Missouri suffered minor injuries in an accident in Texas County Tuesday morning. The 49-year-old man was injured when he ran off the road, struck a culvert, and then stopped in a fence. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 4 miles south of Houston. A man has been arrested in West Plains with more than 20 grams of meth. 43-year-old Scott Emery Jorgensen was allegedly observed driving on Porter Wagner Boulevard Friday morning, confirmed his license was revoked. Police then executed a narcotic search warrant at his residence near the 900 block of Woodland Avenue. The officers found drug paraphernalia, digital scales, and multiple baggies of white crystalline shards. Five baggies tested positive for meth, weighing a combined 20.5 grams. Jorgensen is charged with delivery of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked with bond set at $25,000. A man from Kabul has been arrested by the Highway Patrol on burglary charges. 44-year-old Kelly Gordon was arrested on a felony Wright County warrant for burglary, felony Wright County warrant for domestic assault, and a felony Wright County warrant for resisting arrest. He was taken to Texas County Jail. A man from Norfolk was arrested Tuesday on several charges. 34-year-old Jesse Bowman is charged with felony fleeing, felony possession of a controlled substance, two counts of careless and prohibited driving, driving while suspended, expired vehicle tags, leaving the scene of an accident involving property damage, misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, no motorcycle license, no insurance, and fictitious plates. He's being held in Baxter County on $6,185 bond. Tuesday, Kenya Cook and Brenda Lewis with Christo's House were guests on the Train 100.9 with Rick Harris, and Cook first talked about a big event planned this weekend.
So this Saturday on March 14th, we're going to have our 21st annual chocolate festival. So everybody, you know, you can come out and sample some great chocolate creations from professional and amateur chocolate makers, bid on auction items. The admission is $10. It includes 15 tasting tickets, and kids 10 and under get in free. There also will be a spaghetti dinner for an additional $10. All proceeds will go towards Christo's House Domestic and Sexual Violence Shelter and Outreach Offices.
Lewis then talked about what she does at Christo's House.
We work with the women that aren't in the shelter, and maybe they just need a little support and courage to do what they need to do to get out of their situation. We cover 8 counties. I have 4 counties, and Kenya has 4 counties. So we can go out to the other counties to meet women or to even to do parenting clubs.
You can listen to all of their interview at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Ozark Small Business Incubator will host a Lunch and Learn Smart Start Developing a Successful Business tomorrow. Heather Fisher tells us about it.
On March 12th, we'll be kicking off Launch U, which is a five-week program for aspiring and early-stage entrepreneurs. It helps you clarify your business idea, understand your target market, pricing, profitability, and so much more. It's been a highly successful program and will be go on for 5 weeks. Please register soon. The class is filling up. And then you'll have another opportunity on March 12th to attend another Smart Start Developing Successful Business. This free workshop will be held at OSB from 2 to 5. To learn more about OSB and our services and free mentoring, don't hesitate to reach out to us at 417-256-9724 or visit our website at OSB. OZSBI.com.
Ozarks Healthcare recently celebrated the achievements of its newest nurses during Nurses Residency Program Pinning Ceremony, recognizing 29 residents who successfully completed the program. For more on that, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.